Oh, I guess that chord means I'm supposed to start singing. But look, here's the deal. I'm a trained dancer, but voice lessons just weren't in the plan. So I can't sing. But sit right down and don't you move, 'cause I know someone who can. There is a gnome in my throat who does all my singing for me. When I need to perform a tune, I just hire him out for the afternoon, and he climbs down my throat and he warms up to a high C. No, I can't sing a note, but the gnome in my throat, now he is the reason that I even have a career. Before him, all that I could do was play deaf-mute orphans in any two. But along came the gnome, and I jumped into a new tier. Thank God that throat-dwelling gnome made himself right at home in here. 'Cause if you heard me sing, you'd wish for instant death as you ran screaming for the nearest soundproof cellar. Not kidding, if you want the gist, think Linda Blair in The Exorcist sings the greatest hits of Helen Keller. That's how I sound, but the gnome in my throat, huh, job after job. He's done backup for Liza and for Bette, an hour solo set at the Met, Jean Valjean in the short cast of Les Miserables. So you see how we are the perfect pair. Jetés from me, high A's from there. And if he ain't such a looker, who's gonna care? I love this guy, the gnome in my... Oh, that never happens. Let me try that again. And if he ain't such a looker, who's gonna care? I love... One more time. The gnome in my throat is attractive in his own way. He had that weird facial growth removed. And the ones that are left, well, they're much improved. So he's really quite handsome when wearing his tiny toupee. I mean, it's a weave. Oh, hi. No, it's real. And so is his big green eye. Yes, he's truly a gorgeous little guy. He's not little. He is not little. Not little. But he is a guy. Oh, he's a guy. Yes, the gnome is a guy. Ow, and single and looking. Who knew? Not that he can't get a hot gnome chick. In fact, he's beating them off with a pixie stick. But he's not just a hot, sexy bod. He's sensitive, too. But of course, what do you care about his soul? You're here to audition me for a role, not play Love Connection with a 2-inch troll. Ah! Oh, this must look really... excuse me, just... Ah! Oh! Well, thanks for your time, and you have my agency's phone. Guess we had a good run together. But so did Dumbo and his feather. And he found out that even without it, he still could have flown. Well, at first, I'll have to fake it. It's a challenge, but I'll take it. Yeah, I think I'm gonna make it on my own.